the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1835. And Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. Yeah, Rebbe says, I was happy to receive your letter. It's not dated. And in which you write everything that you went through in the war, the years of the war, and the great miracles that Hashem has done with you. And even more, the Rebbe said, that I'm happy that you realize, you understand, that these are open miracles and divine providence. And I hope that the lesson from this will remain with you for your entire life, for a long life and good years. To always remember and to constantly have it before your eyes that the blessed Hashem leads not only this big world in a general way, but also every detail of us and in all of the details of your life. And therefore, one needs to come to the decision and to the recognition that the only way that leads to true luck is the study of Torah and the observance of the mitzvahs with fear of heaven. And may the blessed Hashem help that you should be able to easily bring your decisions into fruition in your daily life. As far as your question, whether you shall continue to study that you already started, I guess you went to some school, or you should take a meshek in Kfar Chabad. I'm not exactly sure how to translate the word meshek in Kfar Chabad, but it would be some kind of a business or some kind of a an enterprise. I'm not sure exactly, but the Rebbe says, my opinion is this: since that you write that it's been already several months that you're studying, so that you should complete this, and then you settle in Kfar Chabad. And if in the village, in the Kfar, you're not going to have sufficient work in that area that you are studying, so then it's proper that you should also have a meshek, and your profession will sort of be an additional, will complete it. But in any event, you should continue to live, in either way, to live together with Hasidim in the Kfar, in the village. This would be helpful to your success, both physically and spiritually. The Rebbe says, for sure, you participate in the regular setup, shiurim, the classes, which are given publicly in the village, in the Kfar, and also that you are keeping the three shiurim that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, instituted, which is the Chumash, the Tehillim, and the Tanya, as known, with blessings for a ksiva ksima toiva and a shana toiva mesukha, a good and a sweet year. So here, when the Rebbe first addresses the idea that one to continue to realize that it's Hashem's divine providence in the miracles, the how the person survived, and the Rebbe says to continuously remember that and implement your lifestyle to go along with these ideas, and that this should be easy for you to take your decisions and to bring it into fruition. And the Rebbe says, since you started studying already, the Rebbe's suggestion is that you finish what you started that studies, and then eventually you can take that meshek in the Kfar Chabad, and you can always use what you studied sort of to enhance or to complete or to add to what you're already doing. And the Rebbe again encourages him to participate in the public classes as well as keeping the three shurim of Chitas, Chumash, Tilma, Tanya. And the Rebbe says that will bring you success both physically and spiritually.